It was a bit of a no-brainer. In the city of Stamford, voters came out and re-elected Mayor Caroline Simmons for another term in office. According to unofficial results, Mayor Simmons captured over two-thirds of the vote, which is pretty impressive, and she joins us now. Mayor Simmons, congratulations. How are you?
Thank you so much, Melissa. Doing well. Just so honored and excited to have the opportunity to serve another 4 years. It was a great night and so many amazing new candidates won for our local board seats. And I'm just so excited about all the work that lies ahead and all the momentum we have in our city to continue to deliver results for the people of Stamford.
Now, Mayor Simmons, I have to confess, the Stamford race confused me a lot, to be honest, and not so much from you. I knew you were running, obviously. That was super clear. But in the last year, we had a younger gentleman who actually has been on my show as well, who I believe was running as the Republican candidate, but is not your opponent, who you went up against in the general election. We also had, and obviously that was kind of the primary, I would imagine, but there was a gentleman who used to work as a Stamford cop for a long time. He was running for the nomination as well for the Democratic Party. But I, to be honest, I didn't know an awful lot about the man who ultimately ran up against you in this race. At any point during your reelection bid, were you worried, intimidated by any of your opponents or the people who felt they could do a better job?
Well, look, I think it's healthy to have competition. These elections are an important part of our democratic process where we're able to rigorously debate ideas and policies for the future of our city. And I always welcome those debates and that opportunity to talk about the future of Stamford. And I think it's a good thing for our city that there were multiple candidates for voters to choose from. And ultimately, we're grateful to the people of Stamford for their support. But what I'm saying, too, is no matter who you voted for, I'm going to be mayor for everyone. And my job is to continue to deliver results for everyone in our city and every neighborhood across Stamford. And I think now is a time where we want to continue to come together as a city and as a community and, you know, really bring unity and trust and more respect. I think one thing I was really proud of during this race is it was a very civil race, both in the debates and also at the polls yesterday. There were just so many small acts of civility between candidates from different parties sharing coffee with each other and chairs. And, you know, it's a long day standing at the polls. And I think those moments just really set the tone and example for civility that we need more of in our city, our state, and our country.
So we've got Mayor Caroline Simmons here, who won her reelection bid, according to unofficial results. But Mayor Simmons, I'm curious your thoughts on the amount of flipped seats, specifically in southwestern Connecticut. We had the flipped seat of a Republican mayor in Ansonia flipped to Democrat, the flipped seat of both Milford and Stratford's mayors, both Republicans, to Democrat, and even Westport, which was an open seat but had been held by Jen Tooker, who was a Republican and previously was thinking about even running for governor, has since dropped out of that race. But all of those positions flipping to Democrat, what do you think about that? And how much do you feel the national story plays a role in how voters came out and chose at the polls?
Well, yes, exactly. I think the flip seats we saw in Connecticut really mirrored the national trend where we saw Democrats pick up wins in New Jersey, Virginia, New York City. And so I think, you know, part of it is a response to the Trump administration and just all of the chaos and fear and uncertainty it's caused. And, you know, the recognition that everything he's doing from increasing tariffs to other policies are really hurting people economically. So I think part of it was a response to that. But also part of it is we've had great candidates running in all of these races where they won, great new mayors in Southwest Connecticut and across the state. And so it all starts with a good candidate and also all the volunteers that knocked on doors. That's a critical part of the process because, you know, some of these races come down to a couple hundred votes and, you know, every door that's knocked, every phone call, that matters. And I think that grassroots effort really helped. And then finally, I'll just say I think that the party values of of Democrats that we all believe in terms of inclusivity and equity and advancing economic prosperity for everyone. I think those values really resonated. And so I'm really optimistic and hopeful. But, you know, I think, you know, we celebrated last night, but today we get back to work and, you know, we work across party lines to build consensus and deliver results. That's what the people of Connecticut deserve.
And again, we have Stamford Mayor Caroline Simmons here and winning her reelection bid to continue serving the city of Stamford, and certainly want to hear your plans about that. But first, Mayor Simmons, another thing I wanted to ask you about, and I'll ask the same thing for the Norwalk mayor-elect as well, Barbara Smith, when she joins the show. But are you bracing for potentially more residents very soon? And what I mean by that is we're hearing from political analysts following the win for the New York City mayoral bid, Mr. Mamdani, and the potential mass exodus of especially business leaders in New York City, but even residents who don't necessarily feel comfortable with his leadership, and them coming to especially places like a Stamford or a Norwalk. Are you prepared for that?
Yes. Well, first of all, you know, we always welcome new families and businesses and jobs and economic opportunity in our city, and want to continue to make sure that Stamford's an inclusive and welcoming place. I'm excited about opportunities. We actually have a new advertising campaign going out next month in New York City, talking about how Stamford is such a great place to live and much more affordable office space than New York City. So we're excited to continue our work of reducing our commercial vacancy rate and attracting businesses and good paying jobs for our residents. And then also, you know, continuing to make our city more affordable. That was a key issue that we ran on in this campaign and that we heard from voters. You know, so many people are struggling to afford their rent, to afford their electric bill, to afford groceries, their housing costs. So, you know, we're going to continue to work hard every day to make our city more affordable and help people be able to thrive. And so I think that's a key policy area that we're going to continue to work on.
And I would imagine, Mayor Simmons, not to put words in your mouth, but that really leads into, obviously, the Stamford 2035 Comprehensive Plan, which was approved earlier this year, and addressing more housing concerns and how to, you know, create more housing opportunities for people, certainly. Well, what would you say are some of your biggest goals in your next term as mayor?
Yeah, my top three priorities are first to continue the infrastructure projects that we are working on, including rebuilding West Hill High School, rebuilding Roxbury, and building our new South School. So we're going to deliver three beautiful new world-class schools for our students. Our goal is also to get shovels in the ground on the new Stamford train station and work with state DOT on that project. There's an RFP out right now due next month, and that's going to be a transformative project that will create thousands of jobs and enhance the commuter experience for so many who rely on that train station. And then also continuing our affordable housing goals. We're working to increase pathways to more affordable home ownership and more affordable housing so our residents can afford to live in Stamford. And then also supporting job training initiatives. We have a new Stamford Tech Hub that we've launched to help train residents in everything from AI to cybersecurity to software development, so that they can gain access to good paying jobs. And I think we need to continue to be innovative in that space as we see AI technologies coming in and disrupting a lot of industries. So, you know, continuing the work that we started, but also being forward thinking and making sure we're positioning our city for opportunities for our residents.
And Mayor Simmons, really quick, and then I promise I'll let you go. But one more thing that I know I'm really focused on for Stamford specifically, just because a lot of my listeners are Stamford educators. You've got a superintendent who's leaving at the end of this school year. And I guess I would love to know what, if any, role you play in thoughtfully choosing who is going to lead the Stamford School District when she exits.
Sure. Yes. So there is a search underway for a new superintendent. As our superintendent has announced, it'll be about another year until she'll be leaving for another opportunity. So the process has started off with a committee that's working on selecting the search firm. And then after that, there will be a committee that will be actively involved in interviewing all of the candidates. And Our office will play a key role in that process. We're going to plan to be on that committee and making sure we give our input. But I think the bigger and most important thing about this process is really hearing from residents and families and teachers and students about what they want to see in our next future superintendent. So we really want to have a robust public engagement process with surveys and, you know, really listening to the community and getting their feedback. So I think it's a great opportunity for our city, and going to look forward to hearing feedback from residents on how we can work together to move our city forward.
All right. Stamford Mayor Caroline Simmons, thank you so much. And again, congratulations on your reelection win. Looking forward to continue working on air with you here on WICC.